Yo, what's good, Rio?
Hey, what's going on with you, J-Dub?
Guys, we're back. Welcome to 50 Ball. I know it's been a long time with these few weeks, but thank you for your patience. We've been working hard to try to make some great content for you. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Big topic. Russell Wilson is headed to the Rocky Top. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts, man?
Man, that was surprising, man. I thought he wasn't leaving. You know, because you've been hearing the rumors for the past couple of years that he wants to leave. And I want to say a couple weeks ago, they said that he was trying to stay with Seattle. So I was surprised, man. Like they poured this stuff at the midnight hour. Like, man, we all sleep when they talk about this stuff. But, man, I don't think it's good for the Seahawks. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know what they were thinking. And we talked about this on our episode last year. I forgot what episode number it was. I want to say episode 9 or 10.
Yeah.
But we pretty much talked about how, you know, Russ probably would leave and how the city of Seattle really didn't have the love for him that they should have had.
Exactly. And,
to me, I think that ultimately that's why he left, because he wasn't getting the love from the city that a quarterback of his caliber should be getting from their city. You know, so I mean, I don't know if you agree with that or if you got different thoughts, but to me, I think it came down to that.
We caught it, man, because I think Russell Wilson finally started talking both sides out of his butt on this. So last year, right, he said, yes, I want to be a Seahawk, but yeah, if I did leave, then these are these teams that I would want to go. And we, look, you don't want to tell nobody that. I always thought, hey, you tell your woman, you tell your man, I'm going to be with you, but if I did leave, I'd probably date Denzel or Tyrese or something like that, right? You hear that, I'm like, who? Like, who are you trying to? who's your preferences right now? Like, no one wants to hear that, right? And no Seattle fan likes to hear him saying that. So let's kind of break down this trade to the Denver Broncos. If people didn't know what the Rocky Top meant, he's like, nicknames for everything. I'm like, what is the Rocky Top? Don't judge my nicknames. So Seahawks got Drew Lock, 5 picks. Noah Font, the tight end, and Harris, that's all I know his last name, and the D lineman.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm just looking at the picks. Like, I don't...
5 picks.
Hey, I don't know them dudes, man. Like, them picks, man, that they gave up a lot, man, but you know, you figure if you're gonna draft somebody good, you're gonna use a pick on somebody good anyway.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much what they're doing. You know, they just use a pick on, you know, use a multiple picks for one good player.
Yeah.
But that's probably one of the most impactful positions is a quarterback position. So, man, Denver, I think Denver definitely got the win out this deal. Seahawks didn't do bad. They got some really good picks. But that's not guaranteed. Yeah, I see a lot of fans on Facebook and stuff talking about, you know, oh, it's good he's gone. You know, we can restart and we can draft some better players and be good again. That sounds so easy. But you, it's not a guarantee that you're going to draft somebody good. You don't know how it's going to turn out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I will see.
Yeah, because they're not really that great at drafting. I can talk to any kind of local fan allergies. That you're good, man. Shoot, this is normal right here.
Allergy season, my bad. It ain't the Rona, man. I'm good. Allergies.
Right? He's like allergic to these draft picks that they, that they're getting. No, I mean, I think it's it's telling, I think, when they took this deal, because there's other teams that was offering more than Denver, like the Washington Commanders, that's their new name now, the Commanders anyway. So they were offering 3 first-round picks. And you got to look at, I think that, like, the Seattle took these picks to thinking that they're going to do something with it. Because I don't think they draft well, that is my opinion. I think they just kind of have some bad picks, and they kind of hope they trade for somebody better. Like, they traded for... Jamal Adams, like, for, you know, for, like, 2 first-round picks for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
they like to take somebody else's talent versus, like, they haven't drafted well since Legion of Doom days, like, when they had Sherman and Chancellor and...
See, you don't miss those days?
Yeah, you know, I don't miss them personally. But it ain't my squad, you know? Yeah, but yeah, man, I think this was a... I think it was a win-win, pretty much, I think, for what they want. Maybe not Drew Lock thing, but... That's my opinion. I don't even think about Drew Lock, but he wasn't a lock to me. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I think that trade on the Seahawks side is more about the picks. You know, they figured they're going to rebuild with the picks. But my thing is just like, man, you're getting up a young quarterback. I mean, he's in the middle of his prime. I'm not going to say young. He's 33. But, you know, the quarterback, you can keep playing good until your 40s. My bad. It sneezes.
Oh, you good? I got you, man. Yeah.
My bad. Shoot. Yeah, but they gave away, to me, a top five quarterback. Yeah. And I think it all boiled down to him. I think he did want to leave, but I also feel like he wasn't loved by the city. You see Aaron Rodgers, he stayed.
Yeah.
No, Brady stayed for a while before he left.
Yeah.
You know, Big Ben, he stayed his whole career with him. Mm-hmm. And those cities seem to love the quarterback. And I think Seattle loved Russ too. But you had a big legion of fans that was not feeling him. And I think more than usual. Like, I think it was a lot of Seattle people that was not feeling Russ.
Which is crazy, man.
Regardless of how good he was, they just was not. They didn't revere him as much as like New England reveres Brady, or you know, the Green Bay Packers, you know, revere Rodgers. You know, I don't think they want to see him go. It seems like they love him out there, and Seattle doesn't have that same affection for Russ.
I mean, they're definitely gonna miss him when he's gone. You know what I'm saying? Bless you. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll be back.
Oh, you good?
You
yeah, man. They definitely gonna miss him when he's gone, man. Cause I think. He's that guy, I think, that he says all the right things. He never gets in trouble. Even though, I mean, he does, you know, he double talks. So I understand some fans may not appreciate that, you know. But he tries to keep that image like, I'm this nice guy. And I want to keep everybody happy. So he's the most, I think, we kind of talked about last year. I think he was the most passive-aggressive guy to want to leave. You know what I'm saying? Be like, oh, I just want to leave. But he says, oh, like, I don't want to leave. But if I did, that's passive aggressive. This is like versus like Rodgers. He wants a dip. He'll say, "I want this. I want that. You know, I want a Starbucks card. I want a, you know, all these things. You know, that kind of he kind of more diva, I guess." So although when I talked to some cohorts today, they thought he was kind of like drama, like low key drama, which is kind of interesting. I don't know what you thought about that, but some of them thought he was drama with like behind the scenes, you know what I'm saying?
People kill me like, you ain't there. Like, what do y'all care for? Well, I mean, and it's drama all the time. Like, man, when Belichick and Brady played together, for years we heard that they didn't have the best relationship, but the fans still love Brady. They still were successful. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers clashing with the coaches, you know, tripping out. You know, I mean, that comes with the territory, man. I mean, and honestly, that ain't the fans' business. Like, I mean, as long as these guys show up on game day and play, I don't understand how they say drama. You know, like he's not, it's not no off the field drama. Like he's in the streets and he's getting the police called on him or something.
Yeah.
You know, he's arguing with the front office. All players go through that, like I just mentioned. You know, I mean, I'll say most players go through that. You know, like with the Saints in New Orleans, you know, back when they had Drew Brees, you probably didn't hear much about it. But then again, they had Bounty Gate. You know, I mean, it's always something going on. I mean, he's a grown man and stuff goes on behind the scene. You know, it's information is happening to leak out. So,
yeah,
I just don't understand when fans say that like he was drama, man. Like that dude got y'all the two Super Bowls, and they got I'll say the fans got spoiled, man. They expected more. You know, like they should have won a second one. You know, we all know that it's a running joke. You know, they should have ran the ball, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
but they got the two Super Bowls, and hell, that's a win for a lot of teams. You know, they got one out of two Super Bowls, and these guys, it's like, you know, saying that's not enough. Like, y'all ain't the Lakers. Like, man, y'all ain't used to... You ain't got multiple championships. Like, man, this guy got y'all a ring, man. You know, and gave you your best all-time Seahawk teams. Mm. And, like, that's the thanks he gets, you know, so...
They're appreciative.
Yeah, man, they don't appreciate him. And honestly, I think like, you mentioned that he's a nice guy, but he can talk out of both sides out of his mouth, which he did at certain points.
Oh, yeah, he did.
But I think a lot of people just was not feeling him just because, you know, they probably thought he was a cornball. You know, like, I'm not calling him a cornball, but... Yeah. You know, you're nice like that. That's what people kind of assume about you. Because you didn't hear that about Marshawn. Like, when Marshawn was here, the city loved him. You know, I didn't hear nobody saying, man, I don't like Marshawn. Like, that man, he's cool. You know, I mean, you know, he has sauce. I mean, he's funny. You know, he's just a likable dude. You know, like, he just had that cool factor. But with Russ, you got a lot of detractors, man. People just ain't feeling him like that. And I think it just comes down to his personality that they ain't feeling.
I mean, like... I think he was just perfect for, I think, the mix at the time when they had the whole Legion of Boom. They had the more, I don't know, stronger personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So it mixed like, okay, you got Wilson. He's a good guy. You say all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get in no trouble. And then you guys are more flamboyant talking like Sherman. And Lynch was like saying stuff like, I don't want to, you know, just doing this so I don't get fined. And then you have all the personalities. So fans like that because they like that, you know. It's like entertaining kind of personality. So he he was a good mix. But now that they're gone, now it's just Wilson. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So he's not going to be, he's going to still be himself. But also, he see these other quarterbacks around the league. They get more demands of what they want. And he kind of wants that, you know? He's not going to come out and say that because, like, I know what, you know, I know how he's feeling. Like, he wants to do things without offending a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like, you're never going to do that. You got to do what's best for you.
Right.
And it's not going to be cool to everybody. Like, someone's going to be mad at you no matter what you do.
That's true.
If Wilson stayed, fans are complaining. If Wilson leaves, fans are complaining. So, honestly, I know that there's fans right now that were still complaining about Wilson during the season.
Man.
Saying he's not playing well. He's, you know, his fingers hurt and all this stuff like that. And it's like, honestly, there's no win-win. When you leave, you leave. Yeah. You leave, man. And then it's just time to move on, you know. But that was, I don't know. Did that trade kind of, like, surprise you?
Or? I mean, I was surprised it happened. But, you know, we've been hearing about it for so long, you know. I mean, you almost ready for it. It's almost like somebody's sick, you know. Like, you see somebody, they've been sick for, like, 10 years. And then,
yeah. You
know, you're thinking, like, oh, they can go at any moment. But, you know, they get through it for, like, 10 years. And then they finally go. Then you're still surprised, but you kind of been thinking about it.
Yeah.
So it kind of hit me like that. I mean, honestly, like, what do you think was the reason why he left, you know? Like, because my reasoning was just, like, I feel like he didn't feel the love from the fans and somewhat from this team. Yeah. Like, I don't think he felt revered enough for his status.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think was the reason that it didn't work and he ended up leaving?
I think he wanted to leave. I think he wanted more control of the offense. I think he wanted to change. And I feel like he was kind of stuck in the same old offense that the Seahawks been trying to do, you know, trying to run the ball hard and throw like a little bit. So I think he wants more control of the offense. Like a lot of these quarterbacks around the league, they get that.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe you just want like a change of scenery. They're not winning. So I think it's a couple things of like, you want more control of the offense, but also you're not winning either. Like, so now you see like, it's not working. And he feels like he's getting older. And I said it, you know, I said it to either you or somebody in family. Like, I forget. But when he was getting older, I'm like, watch. When he gets in his 30s, he's going to get tired of running around for like 2 hours
in the pocket.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He did it when he was younger. And he's hard to, because I remember my Cowboys would be struggling to sack him. Mm-hmm. Just be like, I'm like, watch. When you get in your 30s, you're going to be tired of doing that. You want to just drop back and throw and just... And I know that people say, well, that's his game and stuff like that. All these excuses. Hey, look, I'm telling you, you want different things when you get older. You start in 30s. I'm like, anybody out there can like understand. And now he wants something different. That's totally normal. Like, you get older, you want something different.
It's natural.
You know?
Yeah.
That's natural. So that's what my top two reasons why. You know, I was surprised he went to Denver of all places.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe that's just... The location part was surprising.
I mean, hey, it's another weed state. I mean, I don't know what he's doing off of, you know, his time off, but yeah, it could be a coincidence. What's another weed state?
Doing Sierra, that's for sure.
Well, one thing you did kind of reference, and I forgot to mention too, as far as him leaving, is of course the blocking. You know, the blocking's been trashed, you know, and, you know, they didn't put no protection around them. You know, mind you, when they did, guys was getting injured, guys was getting hurt, and they just didn't get the opportunity to really get out there and develop, but...
Yeah.
Other than those few instances of getting blocking, man, they didn't put nobody out there for him. You know, and you get tired of scrambling. You know, like, man, you think Brady's going to get behind a bad offensive line and have to scramble?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brady's going to make you block. And if them dudes out there are trash at blocking, he going to give the front office hell until they get somebody around him that can protect them. Like, Brady, you know, and that's the thing with giving guys too much credit. Like, I think Brady's a GOAT, you know, I give him all that.
Yeah.
But, you know, he has the right elements around him to succeed. Like, Brady, he didn't go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers having to scramble. You know, if something ain't working, man, he throwing the ball away. He ain't finna scramble.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't force him to scramble too much. He had time to get back there and do his thing. Russ didn't get that opportunity. You know, it's not like we're saying that he fell behind a great offensive line. That'd be a different story, right. But... The line was trash, man.
It was trash,
so.
Yeah. Got no time in the pocket.
No time.
You know, I mean, and you think about any kind of quarterbacks historically, when they scramble, as they get older, it changes. Mm-hmm. You look at Donovan McNabb, he used to scramble a lot when he was younger, but when he got older, it wasn't so sweet back there.
That's real.
You know, Your speed goes down. You're not as agile. The older you get, your accuracy and skills get heightened. So all the GOATs like Brady, he can play till he's 100, man. Mm-hmm. As long as he can throw the ball, because your legs doesn't matter. He never had legs. Even when he was young, he never had it. So rest in peace. His legs was never alive. But when he was in that pocket, he's golden, you know. So these younger quarterbacks today that run, you know, and that, like the Kyle Murrays and Josh Allens and all these guys move around, when they get older, they won't be doing that so much, you know. So it's cool right now. Enjoy it right now. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it right now. Like Lamar Jackson, same way. He runs the best, right? Yeah. He runs the best. But watch when he gets older. Okay. Hopefully he gets his accuracy down.
Yeah, that's real, man. You know, like I said, it's good for both sides. You know, I think Denver won the trade if I had to choose a winner. You know, because, I mean, they got the for sure talent. You know, draft picks, that can be a great draft pick. You can have the number one draft pick and get a Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. you know, somebody like that, and it don't work out. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Seattle's got some good draft picks, but don't guarantee anything. But one thing I will say, I don't understand what – I can understand fans not feeling them, you know, not liking them.
Yeah.
But I also understand when they people make it seem like he didn't do enough. You know, like, who's been doing more than him? Like, outside of Brady,
yeah.
What team is going to back-to-back Super Bowls?
Man, you're carrying
them. Exactly. What teams are constantly making the playoffs every single year for the past, 10 years, you know, exactly. Except besides last year? Mm-hmm. Like, what teams are doing that, you know? Like, what teams are in positions to beat any team on any given night? That's not a lot of teams out there. It's a handful of guys that done just as much or more than, you know, than Russ since he's been in the league. So my thing is, like, what do they want, man? He got you the most wins out of his first 10 years outside of everybody but Manning.
Yeah.
Dude was a constant pro bowler. Turnover to assist ratio was always excellent. Man, I mean, some teams should have never even sniffed the playoffs that he got, you know, that he got there. Mm-hmm. So people say he lost in the first round. Like, they shouldn't have been in the first round.
I'm telling you.
You know, like, some teams had no business making it there, especially these past couple years.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just like, what do people want from this guy?
I'm telling
you. Like, who are you comparing him to? You know, like, I mean, outside of Brady, Mahomes, you know, like, who's really doing
that's
what hard. This man's been doing?
That's hard.
You know, like, for real, man. You know, so that's my only thing. Like, people gotta be realistic about what they want. And these fans gotta be real. Like, they didn't have nothing before he showed up.
Sure didn't.
Like, people sure get cocky, man, but they have nothing. And, I mean, if it don't work, they might not have nothing for the next couple of years, man. So, we'll see.
That's true, man. I mean, speaking of trades that may or may not have worked out, since the Russell Westbrook has still been traded to the Lakers, hasn't been looking so great. So I guess we're going to talk about the Lakers and the state of the Lakers, I guess we're just saying. State of the franchise is our segment. State of the franchise, mm-hmm. LA. A lot's been going down. And the season obviously hasn't been going so well. So I don't know. What do you think of I guess, A, the state of the franchise, mm-hmm. and B, how LeBron is impacting this team?
Man, it's just badly put together. And like I said, I'm not going to put all the blame on Russ. You know, everybody want to say it's Russ. And the trade didn't work, mind you. It is a failed trade. I'm not saying that. Like, he ain't working out for us.
Facts.
But I'm not. He's not the sole culprit. Like, it's not like he sits down and all of a sudden the Lakers get magically better. Like, nah, man, it's still playing like trash. And that's my favorite team. It's just badly put together. The guys ain't shooting. You know, people ain't getting outside the comfort zones to you know, help elevate the team. You know, like, them guys, they need to be digging down defensively and, you know, trying different things to get results. Because everybody's playing within the way they play. You know, like, I mean, Melo, he's doing his thing.
Yep.
You know, Braun's putting up great numbers, you know, but he's not blameless in this, too. You know, he's starting off on a rust thing. And, I mean, that's not going to happen without Braun's approval. Mm. You know, on top of, you know, ain't nobody playing a super stellar defense outside of, you know, Austin Reeves and Malik Monk.
For real.
You know, so, you know, I put that on every, and that's including Braun. And yeah, he has a heavy load, but, you know, some days you might need to probably not score as much and, you know, try to buckle down defensively.
Yeah.
You know, like, just try something new. And I'm not saying that only Braun needs to be doing it, like, everybody. Like, dudes need to be trying something different, including the coaching staff, to get something going. Because it just ain't working. And it's not enough to put on one person. It's bigger than Russ. Like, that team's bad.
Yeah, it's badly built. You know, I guess would you blame for where they are right now?
I mean, it's the front office, man. It's the front office. Like, man, would you know, you think Russ, you're going to offer, you know, offer a man some money or something, he gonna turn it down and, you know, like, oh, and I don't need that much money. Or, no, the front office put that team together. You know, Braun gotta get that blame too. You know, and we gotta stop saying, you know, he don't have no help. Because, again, Lakers on my team, but you gotta be realistic. You signed off on this. And what other superstar gets that treatment? Mm-hmm. Like, when guys are playing bad and the team's losing, they just say the team's losing.
Yeah.
You know, nobody ain't out there saying, oh, KD ain't got no help. Mm-hmm. Or Luka, he ain't got no help. You know, Dame ain't got no help. Or guys are saying Dame need to leave.
Oh, yeah.
you know, but we also hold it against him that he ain't been to a finals.
Right.
You know, we hold it against him he don't have an MVP. And, you know, some of that stuff is attributed to team success.
Yeah.
You know, so nobody else gets that excuse, so I won't get Braun that excuse, man. Like, you're not entitled to get to the finals just because you're a good player. Like, you got to earn it like everybody else with the pieces that you have like everybody else. And, I mean, I think he got more say-so than anybody in putting his roster together. So, I can't feel bad for him saying that he need help. Like, you part of that monster, man.
He always need help.
Yeah.
Always need help, man. So, you blame the front office, right? Mm-hmm. Mostly. I'm blaming LeBron.
Yeah, he gets blamed too.
I'm blaming him in a deeper way.
Are you putting like all the blame on him? Like 80%?
No, I'm 100. 100%? I'm
100.
Okay,
I can see that.
I'm going to tell you why it's 100. I'm going to tell you why it's 100. Because like everyone's like, well, what about AD? What about the injuries? Nah. Like, no. Like, I'm going to tell you why it's 100% his fault. Because LeBron has historically been having this approach of win now mode, which is good, but it's not stable. And I'll tell you why. Because he'll go to each team, right? He'll go back to Cleveland. He'll put his friends together. He'll back to, you know, he'll play for Miami. He'll have Wade, Bosh, and that's his homies, right? That's mm-hmm. his big three. But what happens is he goes to a team and he encourages all the young pieces to be traded away. And you have no picks. You have no young players. So you're stuck with win now mode. So like it's like pros and cons. Yes, you win now, but there's nothing stable about it. So mm-hmm. what happens is you're stuck with your roster for several years. And if it doesn't work out, you're stuck. You're stuck. And that's where the Lakers are right now. You're stuck because you traded away Kuzma, CP, Caruso. Lonzo, Caruso,
Ingram.
Randall's gone. Like all these players the Lakers drafted, they draft well. But because LeBron came, they gave them all up. What to get? AD. And yes, they did win a championship 2 years ago. So it seems like it's so bad right now. But it's because it's the LeBron effect that he'll get you a chip. You know what I mean? He's one of the best players of all time. LeBron will get you a chip, but he won't give you stability. You know what I'm saying? That's why I deeply blame LeBron for where they are right now.
I ain't mad at that. And, you know, it's funny you say that. I think that's why one of the reasons he hasn't three-peated. You know, because people, they want to undervalue the three-peat, you know. And that's another thing. They'll highlight all his accomplishments. He's been to 8 straight finals. I'm like, hell, y'all don't like talking about, you know, Jordan three-peating twice or Kobe and Shaq being the last team to three-peat. Like, you know, it's cool that he got there, but three-peating is real nice. That shows a level of consistency.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you kind of touched on it that he stuck for win now, like win this year. And it's like when it doesn't work, you're kind of dealing with the aftermath of that for like the next 2-3 years. And that's why I put some of the blame on the front office, man. Because, again, a player of that caliber, you're going to listen to him, you know, which I get. You know, you're going to listen to him. But you also got to know when to put somebody like in their place in terms of, look, you're the star player. You know, LeBron's going to be offended if Rob Pelinka come to him trying to give him pointers on his jumper. Or saying, oh, Braun, you should have passed it right there instead of shooting. Like, he'll be offended. He's like, no, I'm Braun. I know what I'm doing. And rightfully so. I had the same approach in the front office. Like, man, we the Lakers. We done this before 17 times without you.
Exactly.
And, you know, so it's not that you're going to just ignore what he's saying. But, you know, it's just a give and take. Say, hey, we'll take your input. But, you know, we're going to make some of the calls that we feel is best for the team and the Lakers in the long term, too. Because right now, the team is built towards LeBron and LeBron only. Like, once LeBron leaves, his team's going to... I mean, they're already bad with LeBron here, so it's going to get even worse.
Exactly.
And, you know, then they gave him that power, and I'm mad at them. You don't give away that leverage. Like, you still want to try to win for LeBron, but also you want to maintain the team's integrity, and you want to think about the future, too.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not mad at them for like getting rid of the young players for Davis, but I'm also mad at like how they did it. Like, you get away all of them,
exactly.
Or they could have waited. Like, they were in such a rush to get them, they could have waited that year and made Bron play with his team like Steph had to do last year.
Yeah,
you know, with Draymond out of shape and Klay hurt and these undeveloped players last year, he had to go through that. Bron should have went through that for 1 year without AD. You know, we could have kept some of these young players and been decent. It should be nice to have Julius Randle right now. You know, like, Brandon Ingram. Hell, Caruso. I mean, we had Caruso and then we gave him away. You know, it's just like, man, you could have kept some of that young talent and it could have been, we could have been a way different place. But, like you said, they're going for that win now mode. And when you don't win now, it hurts you later.
You have no future. They trade like, so they have no first round picks for 4 years. So you can't do that. And now you're stuck with, like, what do we do now? Now you have to think about trading LeBron and AD, which sounds crazy, but I think now you have to push that. Because, like, you can't trade all your future just to get your friends together. It doesn't always work that way. And that's exactly what they're doing now. And now, and look, what happened at the All-Star break, right? LeBron made a statement saying, like, oh, he wants to play with his son, right? And no disrespect to anybody. Fathers and sons are great. I love my father and people love their sons, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, I don't care about it, wanting to play with his son. Because this is about, I'm thinking about as a Lakers, as a franchise, what's best for them is to get some youth and the player development for the present and the future. And that doesn't include him just going and play with his son. Go play with your son, man. Go play with your son. But that sounds to me, that speaks to him just thinking about himself and like what he wants to do with his career. And that's what players should want to do. But it also, it's like, it's kind of speaking to where he is in his career. You know what I mean? And the Lakers are like, well, what about us? We're just stuck with a bunch of old players. And LeBron can drop 56 points like he did last weekend. And then he got a sore knee, Ken, because he's just too old to be playing back-to-back with, you know. He's too old for that, you know.
Yeah, that's why he can't be blameless, man. And that's why, again, people got to stop that, you know, LeBron needs help. Like, no, the Lakers need help. It ain't just LeBron need help. The Lakers need help. Like, man, we some real Laker fans. I'm not just a LeBron fan. I'm a Laker fan. Like, the Lakers need help, and LeBron's part of this problem. Like, my biggest thing with him is, He gets the stats and the team's losing. My whole thing is like, man, like you said, try to build with a team. Instead of always trying to trade and hit home runs with great players, try to build with some decent players and play a different play style. You know, like, switch up your play style a bit to where you might not get the stats, but the guys are thriving and you still can have a team that's a contender.
Yep.
Like, you don't need to have the heaviest hitters to be a championship team. Because, hell, you see we got some heavy hitting names and it ain't working. Build with a team, build with some young guys, be patient, you know. I'm not saying mail it in, but try to build something to where you may not have the best statistical season, but you know, you got your team in a position to where they're thriving. It's like the triangle. Like, the triangle wasn't built for guys to average triple doubles. Exactly. Like, when you play in the system, you know, you might not average the most assists, but you might have high points, or you might average assists, but you might not get the points. You don't always have to play that style to win. And that was my only criticism with him. It's like, not that he's playing bad, but it's like, could you do it a different way? You know, it's like they hold it against Kobe, like, back in the day he played with Shaq. Like, he wasn't scoring as much because, you know, of course you defer to Shaq.
Right.
It's not that he couldn't score. We all know he can score.
Yeah.
But you're deferring to a player, and you're kind of switching up your style for the betterment of the team. And I think he needs to do that. Like, how? I don't know. But my thing is, we never seen him try it, though. It's always him getting his numbers with good players. And either it works or it doesn't. That's it.
Exactly. But he has that long history of putting it together,
mm-hmm.
but it not working out too long.
Yeah.
It works out for like 5 minutes, right? He won with Miami. Yes, they're good. It was different because he was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what people can say. Well, he went back to back with Miami and things like that. Yes. But it was only because they were young. And they were all like mid-20s, I think, around then, right? Yeah. It's Miami, Wade, and Bosch. They're all like around like mid-20s. So it works because you're young. But when you start getting older, now you can't do that now. Well, you're going to put all your 36, 37-year-old, you know, no disrespect to whoever's that age. We're not talking about that. But I'm talking about like your NBA career, you're kind of getting on that brink where it's like, now all your friends are on your age. Now it doesn't work. Now you're trying to get Carmelo. And now you're trying to get, who's the other guy I was thinking of?
What, Dwight or?
Ariza. Trevor Ariza, right?
Yeah.
All you guys are cool, but it's like, I mean, 10 years ago, y'all, 10 years ago. But yeah, man, like, that's how I see how this.
No, you made a good point, man. Like you said, trying to win, always chasing that win now team. Like, it doesn't work out all the time, but it's because it's not built to last. Yeah. Like, you're always trying to chase win now. It's almost like you're not building the team to last, which, in my opinion, it may be unpopular. I feel like the Miami Heat with Braun and Wade, the Heatles, I feel like they underachieved. Like, that team was so, man, when they put that team together, I ain't gonna lie to you, I was almost thinking like Braun and them. Like, man, they're gonna get 5, 6, 7. Yeah. Like, them dudes.
Yeah, they only had like 2.
They only got 2 rings, you know? And of course, you know, the first one, you know, but that's an infamous one he struggled in. They lost the one against the Spurs. That team, man, you would think they would have won more. And I thought they were at least gonna get 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if they was gonna three-peat, but I thought they'll win like 2 and lose 1 year and come back and get another one, but. Mm-hmm. No, man, that didn't work out because, again, he was chasing that win now mode, and, you know, things just didn't work out for a multitude of reasons. And, you know, that's why I think that team underachieved, because you're always chasing that now, which ain't built to last too long. It's right. Like a Band-Aid.
Right, exactly. And I'll just preface this to say, because I know that it looks like we're just LeBron hating or something. I was like, look, he brought us a chip, so we're very grateful for that. And then, you know, he changed the franchise in a big way. But, like, what we're talking about here is why the Lakers are where they are right now. And because when he leaves teams, they tend to be in shambles, right? Like, when he leaves Cleveland, they're in a worse position. Because he took all the young players are gone.
Yep.
And all his homies left. But so Cleveland has to rebuild.
And they want to give him credit for that. People would be like, oh, you see what happened to the teams after he left? Man, it's like, well, of course they were bad because they were built around him. Like you said, he gave away the future when he was there. Exactly. So you want them to be good once he leaves. And it's just like they had no future left. Of course they're going to be bad, man. So, man, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. That's a good point. You know, like, yeah, you can't give him credit for that because he caused that. You know, which, again, I mean, he's one of the greatest players of all time. But, nah, man. You got some skin in the game. Like, he has his hand in that jar, and he got to eat some of that.
Real. And this makes me like, I'm kind of done with LeBron. I was like, as far as like him being on the team, and he can do what he wants, man. But I think I'm just thinking about for the Lakers' sake.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't just follow like a player, but I'm like, I'm all for this team. You know what I mean? So I think they should think about, I mean, they probably will unlikely trade him just for like PR sake.
Yeah, they won't trade him.
But at least AD at first, I would at least think about trading AD.
Yeah, AD do. Yeah. I can see that.
You know?
I can see that, man. So yeah, that's kind of my thoughts on him, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Shoot, what else? You got anything else, or what? You want to wrap it up, or you got something else on your mind?
Lastly, you know, I came across this random news. First of all, okay, Jerry Jones, a 25-year-old woman is claiming that he is the biological father.
You're too old for that, man.
Like, what'd you think, man?
Man, he's too old for that, dude. Like I said. And she's 25 years old. What, he about 80-something? Like, he was old when he had her. Like I said, the dude is tripping, man. He too old to be having those type of problems. Like, man, you're supposed to be doing what he's doing, living your life out, man. And, you know, he's running the team. Like, you're supposed to be happy. You got kids popping up on you at that age? Like, come on, man. That's tacky. Dude, that's tacky, man.
I didn't know he had it in him, man. I didn't know he still had it in him.
Had them blue pills, man. It'll do wonders for a lot of people, man.
Man,
you know, they're getting the best pills out there, so.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's like the finest ones. You know, it's like during the 90s, it looked like 25 years ago during the 90s, so it had to been during Cowboys three-peating, so he probably was hooking up around the three-peat days. Or...
Yeah, that's still old, man. Like, he had to be like 60-something at that age, or 55. Ooh. Like, you too old to be still having surprise babies, man, at that age.
Ooh, you better get on the Maury show, I'm saying.
Oh, he don't get it figured out.
Man, hope his wife don't find that alert. I'm saying, look, I saw the alert. I don't know if the woman.
Hey, we'll see if it's true. Like, so we don't know if it's true. The news just came out, but if it's true, man, yeah, he done messed up, man.
Jerry the father, yeah. Hopefully,
that's too. He too old, man. I couldn't imagine you being that old. You got some new kids popping up on you. Like, what you supposed to do with that? You know, you got like what? You supposed to do with that, man?
80-year-old slap, man. I don't know. He might need to get some explaining to do. I don't know. Or is she like too old to care? I don't know. What do you think? You still care if you're like hella old? Or you'd be like, man, whatever.
It's easy to say that. Oh, you always love your kids. But you like 80-something years old and you finally got an old kid just like 20-something. You probably don't care. Like, man, I don't know, man. It's two things I never thought about. You know, I never thought of being that old with surprise kids. So it just, I don't know, man.
I got way too many questions. Oh, man. We'll leave it at that, because I'm like, that one's just a little quick insider on that. So
yeah,
man, I guess y'all, that's all we got for now, man. You got any final thoughts or anything?
No, man, check us out, man. We're gonna be dropping more episodes for you guys, you know, a lot quicker. You know, I had a, you know, a quick detour on, you know, some things, but nah, man, we're gonna stay consistent, and just look out for us, man. Check us out on Facebook, YouTube, you know, we got everything there.
Stay tuned, y'all.
Yep.
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right, guys, thank you for subscribing to 50 Ball, and thank you for listening to us. Please find us on Facebook and like our page, and use any podcast app and look us up, and stay tuned for more content.
Yep, check us out. Thank you for listening, and you'll get more content from us soon.
Peace.